Hey y'all, I want to be sure you know that Take Your House Back is on sale now. Tens of thousands of people have been through this online course that I do with Dawn from The Minimal Mom and Cass from Clutterbug, and the impact has been incredible. Go grab it while it's on sale at aslobcomesclean.com/take. That's aslobcomesclean.com/take. Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 380, and I am calling it Back to the Basics because it's about to be summer, y'all, if you're listening to this in real time. And summer is wonderfully loosey-goosey, right? Like, I'm actually looking forward to the loosey-goosiness. Just a reminder, I do take summers off for my family, for my sanity, so that I can keep going doing this year after year. But I do take summers off. So I won't be putting out podcasts in June, July, or the first part of August. So make sure you're subscribed. I know I've been saying that the last several podcasts, but I always have people at the end of the summer and they're like, so you've quit podcasting? And I'm like, no, I'm back now. Or they say, when are you going to come back from podcasts, from your podcast break? And I'm like, well, I'm back and I've been back for multiple weeks. And anyway, but if you're subscribed in whatever place that you like to listen to podcasts, you will actually have it just show up when the next one comes out after summer, because this is the last one before summer break. Okay. But I thought it was good to talk about back to the basics because, like I said, it's loosey-goosey summer. Things get out of routine. Things are not normal. And so you're like, oh, wait, I was kind of getting the hang of this before, and now everything is completely blah, you know, or I know everything's going to be completely blah. And so let's focus on the basics, because the basics are how we navigate these out of routine times. They're how we do it. I mean, right? Like, this is how we do it. This is how we change our homes, is with the basics. Contrary to what I believed before I started actually getting my house under control, before I started my deslobification process, I thought that it was going to take something big and fancy and wow and complicated. And I was always looking for that big, fancy, wow, complicated thing. And I was always trying to come up with a big, fancy, wow, complicated thing. And in reality, that never changed my house, often made it worse than it was before, because it just was not maintainable. And I had set some big thing, started something, and then just never finished it. And the thing that changed my house was when I gave up on all that. And I just was, I didn't even know what to do. But I just started doing the dishes, right? Like, that's the first one. But the basics are what changed my house after years of trying to come up with a dramatic, fancy, wow, complicated method.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right. Before we get into it, I'm going to give you the spoiler alert of what the basics are, and then I'm going to give you more words. This is not a spoiler. Y'all, if you've ever listened to any of my podcasts ever, you probably know what these are. If you've read my books, I'm not giving you anything new today. Okay. This is all about your, I'm sending you off into the loosey goosey summer, and I want the last thing that you remember from me to be, oh yeah, that's right. It's all about the basics. Okay. So what are the basics? They are do the dishes every day or almost every day is best. Okay. But we're not going to, okay, that's what I'm getting into later. We're not going to be like, oh, well, it's all over because I missed a couple days of dishes. No, it's always just start with the dishes, do the dishes, right? 5 minute pickup. If you can't do anything else, do the dishes and then do a 5 minute pickup. And when I say 5 minutes, I really do mean 5 minutes. We're going to talk about that more, but dishes, 5 minute pickup, and then declutter. with any amount of time that you have whenever you have a moment, declutter using my 5-step no mess decluttering process. Okay. Those are the basics. Dishes, 5-minute pickup, decluttering. I know some of you are like, but what about laundry? Yes, laundry, but I'm going to talk about that at the end and I'm not going to include it in this basics, right? Yes, laundry is one of the things that has to be done, but I want you to zero in on when I'm overwhelmed, when I don't know what to do, when routine is out the window, when what I thought today was going to look like is not what today looks like, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, whatever. I want you to focus on dishes, 5-minute pickup, and declutter whenever you can. Okay. All right. Okay. So now I'm going to start blathering. Y'all know I keep it basic anyway, right? Like, so I say back to the basics and everything I say is very basic. I know that's like a term that the young people those days use, right? So basic. And I'm like, I just kind of have embraced basics where it's at. I mean, like, it just is. Basic is how life gets done. And I've always had no patience, or I've never had any patience, however I should say that. I've never had any patience for pretentiousness, meaning like I'm going to be cool and intellectual and all this kind of stuff and may not actually know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to sound like I know what I'm talking about. Like that always just drives me bananas in all sorts of different situations. So it's always been about the basics. The basics are how regular people get things done. For all the times where I, you know, resist being a regular person, I've always wanted to be, you know, a little more dramatic than that. But for all the times I've wanted to be a regular, I mean, I've wanted not wanted to be a regular person. In reality, when it comes down to it, it's like I want all the regular people things to happen, right? Like I want to be a regular person in that my house is manageable and not, you know, exceptional, meaning an exception in total disaster, right? So I keep things basic anyway. I have, this is what, 380 episodes. I'm not even going to do the math anymore. That's over a week. You can listen to a podcast, more than a podcast every single day for a year. You can listen, I think, to an entire, I mean, you could let it start playing. I don't know how you would do that technically, but you could let it start playing and just listen to me talk for days and days, days and days. And you would find that I'm just talking about the basics over and over and over. Okay. So this is not something new, but I do think it's important to remind you, oh yeah, even though we talk about angles of things and we dive into, you know, how to break through the overwhelm and blah, blah, blah. Don't miss which things move you forward. And those things are dishes, doing 5-minute pickups, and decluttering without making a bigger mess at any point when you're able to declutter. Okay. I've also podcasted about exactly this, like the basics before, at least once, probably 4 or 5 times, right? Probably often right before summer starts. But I hear from so many people who will tell me I have to hear the same things over and over. And so many of you, this podcast is your companion to getting this stuff done, right? So we're having a conversation here. I just want to remind you, if you want, you know, if you need more listening, if you need the whole thing, you know, put together succinctly, how do I build this whole mindset shift of both my home routines and decluttering and all that? That's where the audiobooks are great. And don't forget, if you can't afford the audiobook, get your library to order it. Most libraries have a deal with, I think it's the Libby app now. But if you go in and you ask your librarian, like if you're like, well, that's overwhelming to me to think of how to even set that up. Librarians love, in my experience, they love to help people get set up with this stuff. So you can take your phone in and have them help you set it up and have them help you get decluttering at the speed of life, or how to manage your home without losing your mind, or organizing for the rest of us. One of my books help you get that in there. Okay. And don't forget too, I know here I am advertising, but like I have those audio products that are very confusing. So I can't give any more details. Just know that don't pay like a book credit for them, because they are like more like $5, $6. Okay. So you don't want to pay like a $15 book credit to buy it. But those things are often available at a lot of libraries too. So ask them to order those things, and that gives you more to, you know, to dive into over the summer. But my point is that I do say this stuff over and over. So do the things as you're listening. Okay. All right. So it sometimes helps to have these things just together in one episode, which is what we're doing today, and refreshed of, oh yeah, that's right. I heard her mention this and I tried to do that. I heard her mention this and I thought about doing that. I heard this and now I've somehow gotten away from the basics. So what brought this on was one of our new Patreon members in the Introduce Yourself post had mentioned, she's like, you know, I've been following this and listening and working on my house for years. And recently I was like, wait a minute, I have to just really zero in on the basics. And that had, like, it just reminded me, oh, that's right, the power of the basics. So I want to make sure that you go into the summer, even when it's loosey goosey and you're like, there's power in the basics, I'm going to focus in on the basics. Okay. Because everything we do, all the stuff, it all refers back to these basics, right? Okay. So here's the thing. These are the basics for your house overall. These are the things that will change your house. If you have the dishes done every day, if you have not had that done either ever in your life or have kind of gotten away from it a little bit, go back to that. Remember, if there's nothing else you can do, do the dishes. If you can't make a single decision because you're overwhelmed with things going on in your life, do the dishes. There's nothing to decide. Just remember, the dishes have to be done. If you want to change your house, do the dishes. Like, this is the basic for your house. A house that does not have the dishes done consistently is a house that is always going to be out of control in a lot of other areas, not just the kitchen. Okay. In the same way that having the messy kitchen makes the house get out of control too, having dishes done every day somehow feeds out into the rest of the house. Like it just does. Okay. I hear this from people all the time. It was my own experience. Here's what I think it is. I think that when you're overwhelmed with your house, you already know that you need to start with the dishes. Like, I feel like that's a thing, right? But I think that here's what I realized happened for me. When my house was out of control and I knew that the place to start was in the kitchen, okay? Because that's the place that needs to be able to function on an every single day basis for us to be able to live the life that I want our family to live, which is to be able to get in there and, you know, eat, cook food, do what we have to do as a family. It's just one of those things that is every single day. Some of the things in your family, in your life, in your house are like, you know, a couple times a week. Eating is three times a day. In the summer, oh my goodness, you know, we just multiply that, right? So I knew that the kitchen had to be done, but the kitchen was so daunting. And I knew that when I did get a bee in my bonnet to change things, and I started in the kitchen, that I generally would end up with the kitchen taking hours and zapping all of my energy. And so I never got to the rest of the house. Well, just knowing that that was how it was going to go, knowing what had to be done, and knowing that that was probably how it was going to go, because that was how it always went, use up all my energy, all my time in the kitchen, and never really make any progress to the rest of the house, it felt defeating before I ever got started, which made me not want to do the dishes. Because it was like, yes, I know I have to do the dishes first, but I want to do other things in my house. My house, obviously, duh, just look at it. It needs a lot of different stuff done. It needs a lot more than just the dishes done. But I have to do the dishes because it doesn't make any sense to do these other things when I really should have the dishes done first, but the dishes take forever. And it's this bad cycle that happens, which means I don't do those other things either. That was the problem. The guilt, the knowing that that needed to be done, the knowing how long it was going to take me to do because I had, you know, days worth of dishes to do. The kitchen was a complete disaster. It stopped me from ever getting started. And that was the problem. Dishes were too daunting. So doing the dishes means doing them every day, okay, or almost every day. We don't give up because we missed a couple of days. It just means any time that my house is overwhelming, go do the dishes. Do them again the next day. Make that the basic thing. If nothing else is going to happen in my house, I'm going to do the dishes. I want to change my house. I want to go from complete disaster house to a house that I love. I'm going to do that by doing the dishes every day, even if I don't do anything else. And dishes math will happen. It is fact. One day's worth of dishes takes 10 to 15 minutes. I did not know that because I never did one day's worth of dishes. I just did the math and said, if I spend 5 hours getting my kitchen under control, that must mean that if I did the dishes every day, I would spend an hour and a half in there and I don't have an hour and a half to give to that. Okay. But in reality, doing the dishes every day is 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. Knowing that, experiencing that, getting that done in 10 to 15 minutes meant that I moved on to the rest of my house. It meant that my whole house changed because I didn't have the nagging dishes weighing on me. And so focus on the dishes. If all you do this summer, like life is loosey-goosey, you thought you were going to have all this time to change everything in your house and you don't end up having that time, but you do the dishes every single day, your house will be different in September. If all you do is the dishes every day or almost every day this summer, your house will be different. Focus on those basics. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Say there's no way she knows. There is no way that she understands what I'm dealing with, y'all. I totally, completely understand, okay? There is so much power in doing the dishes. Okay, have I made that point? All right. So it's basics for your house overall. It's basics for even when lifestyle changes. Okay, sometimes it's like, okay, well, life is different now, so I got to throw out my old routine. No, you don't. Just do the dishes. It might mean you're doing the dishes at a different time of day. It might mean that you're doing the dishes twice a day because everybody's home and eating more or whatever. It might mean that you say, okay, we're using color-coded plates this year and this summer, and everybody's responsible for their own, whatever, but do the dishes, okay? Because you focus in on that. Instead of thinking of what's the best solution, just say, I got to do the dishes. And so I go ahead and do them. And as I'm doing them, then these ideas of, oh, how could I make this easier? Like, I'm going to pack away all but 5 plates for my family of 5. Those ideas will come to you as you're doing the dishes. But don't start with that. Start with doing the dishes. Okay. Focus on that basic. That's what it's all about. Okay. It's the basic for getting started. It's the basic for maintaining any progress that you have made in your house. Whatever you have done, if your kitchen counters are covered in dirty dishes, you're not going to be experiencing the power of what you've done. No one's going to believe that you've made a huge, wow, your house is really coming along, when the countertops, you can't even cook in your kitchen because they're covered in dirty dishes. Okay. So you're not going to believe it. That's what really matters, right? So focus on that. That is the basics. That's what you've got to get done.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. It's a little bit scary to send your kids out on their own into the big wide world. As mine head into their next adventures, I definitely think through whether I've prepared them for all the things that are going to come their way. Do they know how to manage money? Do they know how to budget? What about investing for the future? Greenlight can help your children get ready. Their debit card and money app is made for families. With instant money transfers, you can send your kid a recurring allowance to their Greenlight debit card. It truly is so easy to use and customize to fit your family's needs. It's great to have someone else backing up mom and dad when it comes to the money talk, and Greenlight plays that role. Your kids will be able to build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with a game that teaches financial literacy. Level Up helps kids build money confidence through videos, challenges, mini games, and more. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/clean. That's greenlight.com/clean to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/clean. Y'all know how much I love summer. and summer's coming. I definitely like to get a few new fun summertime pieces. So I really try to follow my one in, one out rule in my closet. I especially love to replace worn out pieces of clothing with high quality pieces that I know I will love for the long haul. On the Quince website, I searched for wide leg pants to have something cool and comfy for summer travel. And I found the perfect navy pair in European linen that were less than $40. That's really the best part. Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/clean for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/clean to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/clean. I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Why do we have basics? Well, we have them, like I said, to avoid fancy, to remember what to go back to, okay? Because overwhelm is going to continue to happen. I've talked a lot over the past year about a big part of the key here in actually changing your home is accepting that the answer is not to try to be a different person, but to instead say, okay, this is who I am. This is how I roll. And I need to do what works for that. Okay. When I just say I've got to be a different person, that's tough. I may end up being a different person by decluttering, by working on my house, but I don't get there by saying, be different, be different, be different. I get there by figuring out what I need to do. Okay. So remember knowing what to go back to and remembering what to go back to and being able to remember what to go back to because it's so simple and basic is key for my personality. Okay. Because I am the type of person who I don't know what this summer holds, but I guarantee you I'm going to throw myself into something. Something new will come along and it's going to be fun and it's not going to be work related. And I'm so happy about that. And there'll be something I get into, something I do. So that's who I am. And that's kind of what I like about myself, right? And I don't want to have to give all that up for the sake of a house that's perfect all the time. Instead, I'm going to say, I know what the basics are. So when I realize, oh, wait, the house, the house has suffered because I suddenly am now doing whatever new, you know, hobby that I'm taking on for the summer. Okay, I know what the basics are. I remember what they are, so I know what to go back to. Okay, that right there is so key. So basic that they're easy to remember. So basic that they don't need reevaluating. Okay, it's not a matter of, well, doing the dishes didn't work because I didn't do them for the last 2 weeks. No, I just need to do the dishes again, right? Okay, so again, what are they? Dishes, whether you're starting or maintaining, whatever you're doing today, start with the dishes. So when I say do the dishes, what I mean by that is do the dishes, okay? Whether you have a dishwasher or you're hand washing, dishes math is still true, period. It just is. Okay. Dishes math applies for whatever situation you're in. So when I say do the dishes, that does not mean start shopping for a dishwasher. It means you do the dishes. with whatever situation that you currently have. And then over time, you'll either figure out, oh, that's not that hard. Or you'll figure out, oh, okay, yeah, a dishwasher would be actually very helpful for me in my situation. And I'm willing to make the investment in that. Okay, y'all know I love my dishwasher, so I'm not bashing that. I'm just saying whatever your situation is the situation that you're in. And it's the situation in which you need to start doing the dishes. All right. Because here's the truth. If you have no routine and your dishes are always dirty, and your reason that your dishes are always dirty is that you don't, you think that the reason that your dishes are always dirty is that you don't have a dishwasher, you're wrong. The reason your dishes are always dirty is that you're not doing your dishes. Okay. And the reality is that dishwashers are not magical. They're wonderful, but they're not magical. Okay. There are many, many people in this world, and I was one of them, whose kitchens are consistently out of control with every dish dirty, who have dishwashers. Even the most expensive, top of the line, perfect condition dishwashers. Because it's not about the dishwasher, it's about the routine. The dishwasher is a nice thing and it is helpful. I'm not saying that at all, that it's not helpful, but I am saying that if you don't have a routine, your dishes are going to be dirty, whether you have a dishwasher or you're doing them by hand. Okay. So the reason I'm not making this podcast about the dishwasher, but I am making it about what are you doing? The basics are that dishes have to be done in whatever situation that you're in, and that dishes math applies, and that maybe if you're hand washing, you are even more motivated to only have one plate per person that lives in your house. Maybe that's packing them away for the summer. That's fine. But that right there is what it's all about. It's all about keeping the dishes done in whatever situation that you're in. That's the basics, is that they have to be done. The basics are not that you have to set up a kitchen that makes it lovely and fun and easy to do the dishes. It's the basics are not that you should get your kitchen remodeled and place the window in front of your sink at an angle where you're going to have a beautiful view. That's not the basics. And yet sometimes those of us who are very creative minded, we think about those stuff before we think about the, oh yeah, it's just about doing the dishes, right? So I'm here to remind you, it's about doing the dishes. Okay. All right. Don't analyze and figure it out. Experience dishes math. Do them every day at some point every day. Don't get caught up. It is beyond the basics to start making a schedule and setting timers. The basics are the doing the dishes. Okay. The doing the dishes is the priority. It is the thing that has to be done. Some kind of great schedule and perfect timing, that can get in the way of actually getting them done. Why? Because life doesn't look the same every day, ever, especially in loosey-goosey times, right? So think of it as, okay, I need to just get them done. And by getting them done every day and say, that's the thing I'm going to focus on as opposed to the best time, by doing that, that's how I figure out the best time for this current stage and situation that I'm in, right? Don't imagine what it's going to be like. Don't try to pre-think what it's going to be like. Y'all, I hear from people who will say, well, but this is my situation. And I'm like, it may be, and I'm not going to say it's not your situation. But so many times when I dive into the situation, what I find out is that they haven't actually done the dishes yet or whatever it is. They've just thought through how it's gonna work in their house and how this could never work for them. Okay? Y'all, I thought that I needed to run my dishwasher like 3 or 4 times a day. I can remember being at my aunt's house. Hi, Aunt Becky, if you're listening. I can remember being at my aunt's house and we were just talking about things, and I said something about how I had to run my dishwasher 3 times a day. And she was like, really? Wow. I mean, because she's the most lovely person in the world. And she believed me. I believed myself. I was not purposely telling a lie. Okay. But my kitchen was always a disaster. So it really wasn't that I was running it 3 times a day. It's that I felt like it always needed to be run because there were always, always, always dirty dishes piled up. And so on a day where I was on it and like, okay, I'm doing the right thing today, I'm focused, I would run it three times and still not be caught up. But other days, it never occurred to me. And I was waiting until I was out of dishes. And so then I had to run it three times in a day as I or hand washed a whole bunch of stuff after I'd also run it three times in a day. That was dishes math. Okay. I was not. When I started with the same people in my home, same situation, when I started running it and saying, I'm going to start the dishwasher every single night after dinner, period, no matter what, even though, of course, I missed some. But when I said, I'm going to do my dishes every single day, I found out I was not running the dishwasher three times a day. I did not have to. Okay. So much of that was me predicting and analyzing and thinking ahead. It is possible. It is possible that you have to run your dishwasher three times a day, but you can only know that if you're running it at least one time a day. Okay. So don't predict how this is going to work. Just do the dishes, because you might find out, like I did, that you're wrong. I'm not going to call you wrong. I am going to tell you that, yes, absolutely, I believe that you believe what you're saying. But you cannot know until you're actually running it once a day or completing the dishes once a day. Then you can know how long it will take you. Okay? It's that logic, you know? Well, I do the dishes once every 3 or 4 days and it takes me 5 hours, which obviously means dishes take an hour and a half to do every day. I said it like it was true because in my brain, it was true. It was not true. I was wrong. Okay. I feel like I'm being mean today. Am I being mean today? I hate to be mean on this last one. I'm not being mean. I'm going to smile a lot. Okay. Just do the dishes, y'all. Y'all know that's not how I talk. Okay. All right. So experience dishes math, experience doing them every day, or even if you miss a day, just doing them again and not throwing it out the window and say, it's okay, I just have to do the dishes. Whatever that means today, I have to do the dishes. By doing that every day, you're going to change how you think about this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, do a 5-minute pickup. The 5-minute pickup. Once you've done your dishes, if your dishes are done, if your dishes aren't done, do the dishes. If the dishes are done, do a 5-minute pickup. Y'all, these two tasks will change your home. They will take them out of disaster and they will keep them out of disaster. It is mind-boggling to me still that these two tasks apply to both of those situations, maintaining and coming out of the mess. Okay? So 5-minute pickup, do that. It's not just maintenance. It is maintenance, but it is not just maintenance. It can be the thing that changes your home. Do it even if it won't make a difference. It will make a difference. I'm just trying to acknowledge that you truly believe it won't make a difference because I understand that feeling. You're like, 5 minutes will make no difference in here. That makes no sense. I can't do that. But you can, even if it doesn't make a difference, you can do it. You can do 5 minutes of picking stuff up and putting it away. If you are wheelchair bound and you are looking at an overwhelmingly messy space, you can, even if it's one item that is accessible to you from your wheelchair where you are right now, that item moved to where it goes and that takes the whole 5 minutes, you can do that. I know I'm getting into this and some people are already getting mad because they're like, but my situation this way. I'm just saying, like, you can do 5 minutes, and I'm not like, push through. I'm just saying, like, it is possible. Whatever it means to you, whatever it looks like for your situation, those 5 minutes can be done and they will have an impact. Let's say you're able to move one item in 5 minutes. Let's say you can only move it 1 foot away from where it is right now. And then tomorrow you're going to move it another foot from where it is, you know, after you've moved it today. And then the next day, you're still making progress. Okay. And as you're making that progress, you're starting to realize, yeah, I think I'd rather have less stuff. I think tomorrow I'm going to have a trash bag and put a lot of stuff that's where I'm sitting into that trash bag. So it will start to change your mindset, but it will also just change your home. Okay. Now let's talk to the vast majority of you who can do a lot in 5 minutes. Like, 5 minutes means 5 minutes. I am not saying trick yourself. I am not saying you're going to get it under control in 5 minutes. I am not going to say that anybody anywhere can have their house back under control in 5 minutes. No, that's the goal that we're working toward. But as you're working toward that goal, you are making progress. You are changing your home. 5 minutes a day this summer, okay, if you do your dishes and do a 5 minute pickup, even just once a week, twice a week, three times a week, but especially every day, if you will do 5 minute pickups whenever you think of it, and that ends up being several times a week, and that's all you do is your dishes and the 5 minute pickup, your house will be significantly different in September. Your mindset will be significantly different. Even if you never move beyond this, even if you never end up going 30 minutes, an hour, whatever, and you literally are only doing a 5 minute pickup that you physically are able to do in whatever situation that you're in, your house will be different. Focus on those basics. They are so incredibly powerful. Remember, again, there are podcasts where I have dived, I think, into these subjects to the extreme. I have talked hours on all of these things. So go listen to other podcasts, right? Other of my episodes. But I'll say real quickly here, just remember, there is no perfect time to do your 5 minute pickup. Just do it. Kind of like the dishes. Well, just exactly like what I said for the dishes. Don't get caught up in trying to figure out the best time to do it, the best way to do it. The best time to do it is right this second, like right now. While you're listening, set your timer and do 5 minutes of picking things up and literally putting them away. Things that are not in the right place, taking them to the right place. I like to start my 5 minute pickup with a grocery sack. Sometimes that's all I do is just throw away trash for 5 minutes. I mean, generally, I think it's going to take the whole 5 minutes and it takes a minute and a half. But even if that's all you do all summer long is take 5 minutes to throw away trash, whoo, your house is going to be so different in September, even if that's literally all you do is 5 minutes. And then if you've thrown away the trash, then you're like, okay, what is just out of place? Well, my purse is here, but my purse actually goes hanging on that thing. Do you know how much better your life will be if every day or almost every day you pick up your purse that's thrown, strewn wherever in the house, and you go hang it up in the right place? Like, that will have repercussions that will be extremely wonderful in your house and your world, and your family will probably be like, what has happened to you? Why are you not always looking for your purse? I am speaking from personal experience. Okay. But don't set a certain time of day. Here, the reason we don't set a certain time of day is that for people like me, I would set a certain time of day and I'd be like, yes, that makes sense. I'm going to do this every night at 7:30. Well, then life happens and baseball games happen and just I'm sitting on the couch and watching a show with my family and 7:30 happens and it never crosses my mind. Or the alarm goes off and my family gets irritated. And so I hit stop instead of snooze. And I'm like, I'm just going to finish watching the show. And then it never occurs to me again, right? So like that is reality. That's just how it goes. I miss one. Well, when I had the mindset that it was a certain time of day I was supposed to be doing this, I'd be like, oh man, can't believe I missed that. I forgot about it or whatever happened yesterday and I wasn't able to do it. Tonight at 7:30. Okay, 7:30 tonight. Yes, I'm really going to do it. And then life happens again. And then life happens again. And all of a sudden I realize it's been a month and I haven't done a 5-minute pickup because I've been waiting to do it until 7:30 that night. And then every single night at 7:30, it either doesn't occur to me or something happens and I can't. Okay. So that doesn't move my house forward. What moves my house forward is doing a 5-minute pickup whenever it crosses my mind that I should do a 5-minute pickup. Because in those moments where it's like, oh, I can't believe I forgot. I should do it. Okay. Tonight. You know what I could be doing instead of chanting tonight, doing the 5-minute pickup. So that's why I don't put it on a schedule. If it helps you to put it on a schedule, great. But if you find yourself forgetting to do it the night before, go ahead and do it and then do another one tonight because you probably got plenty of stuff that you can be dealing with. But I'm just telling you, it's a maintenance thing, but it's also a change your house thing. That is the beauty of the basics. Doing the dishes is how you change your house and it's also how you maintain any change in your house. Doing a 5-minute pickup is how you change your house and how you maintain any progress. Okay, so it feels like there's no point to focus on maintenance things when the house is a disaster. And yet the dishes will change your house even coming from the point of disaster. A 5-minute pickup will change your house even coming from the point of disaster. And the difference between a 5-minute pickup and doing the dishes, remember, okay, and I've talked about these things on and on and on in other podcasts, but just remember that the difference there is that doing the dishes the first day is exhausting. You are catching up. With the 5-minute pickup, there is no catching up. We are not going to get the house completely done before we start a 5-minute pickup. We're just going to start it today. Okay. This is the day and whatever day it is, you're only doing 5 minutes. If you want to go longer, that's fine. But if you want to change your house, okay, just give yourself that 5 minutes and say, I am, even though it's not going to make any difference, I'm still going to do 5 minutes and it will make a difference. Okay. And what's the third thing that's the basic? It's decluttering. Okay. I always say daily habits are the most important, but decluttering is equally important. It's just true. I know it doesn't technically make sense, and yet it's the actual truth. You have to do the daily habits for your house to change. And that would be the dishes and the 5-minute pickup. But also, you have to declutter, or the daily habits and all that are just too much. They are just too difficult and they can't be, it's so much harder to do. And then decluttering isn't maintained without the 5-minute pickup and keeping the dishes done. Okay, so those things, it's one of those, I want to say probiotic relationships. I know that's not what it is. I think it's symbiotic or symbiotic, whatever. Relationship where like they have to exist together. Okay. That doesn't mean, well, I don't have time to declutter, so I just shouldn't do the dishes. No, do the dishes first. Do your 5-minute pickups. But anytime that you have some time, declutter. Because remember, for every item that leaves your house over the course of this summer or any point in your entire life, everything that leaves your house is one less thing for you to ever have to touch or deal with or pick up again. Okay? Start with the easy stuff, yes. But do things in a way where you are only going to make progress in any amount of time that you're going to focus on this. So use my no mess decluttering process. You can get a copy of, you can get a printout of it. I mean, it's described and all of that in great detail in Decluttering at the Speed of Life. You can get a printable for free when you sign up for my newsletter at aslobcomesclean.com/5. All of that is great, but just remember, it's the one item at a time, final decision by final decision as I go. Okay. So that's the key. Okay. That's the key is final decision by final decision. Now, what are those 5 steps? I'm going to send you to another podcast episode where I laid out those steps. They are, to be clear, trash, easy stuff, duh, donations, ask the 2 decluttering questions, and then embrace the reality of that space, the container concept. Okay. But episode 285 is where you are going to, you know, get I think it's called My 5-Step Decluttering Process. I go through the process, talk you through how it works. That episode is the one. So remember, the beauty of this is that you never end up making a bigger mess, which means you can declutter for any amount of time that you have available. So you've done the dishes, you've done a 5-minute pickup, and you've got 12 minutes before you need to head to the pool with your kids, okay? You can declutter in 12 minutes because if you follow the process, you're never going to make the space any worse. You're only making it better, and you're embracing the beauty of this space is better than it was when I started. This space has less in it than it did when I started, which means I have successfully decluttered. Even if I'm not done, I have successfully decluttered. Okay. So it removes the procrastination because there's nothing to do first. Anything you do is celebration worthy progress. Okay. It does not require you estimating how much time a project is going to take. It doesn't require you getting a babysitter. It doesn't require you setting aside this time and taking time off work. It's literally, I have an awkward pause of 7 minutes. I'm going to declutter in this visible space. Okay. That decluttering is the basic. It just is. Focus on less and better. Use the no mess method. And if you do your dishes and you do a 5-minute pickup and you declutter in your awkward pauses, oh my word, your house is going to be different in September. I mean, I've been saying that with every single one, but y'all, these are the basics. These are the things. This is what will change your house. All right. Before we go, I just want to say, yes, there's hope for laundry. I didn't put this in here because this is the thing where I'm always like, you got to figure out what works for you. I know a lot of people will say one load a day. I don't say that. I say, I do a laundry day. That is what works for well for me and for my personality type. So I'm just going to tell you to Google A Slob Comes Clean podcast laundry day, not podcast, because I don't know what you'll get, but A Slob Comes Clean podcast laundry day. And you'll find where I have described laundry day, talked about laundry day, all of that. Because yes, you have to get laundry under control, but the basics, you got to start with the dishes. You got to do 5-minute pickups and declutter. Okay. All right. I'm going to quit. And I mean, I'm not quitting. I'm just like stopping the podcast right now. And I will see y'all again in the middle of August. Make sure you subscribe. Don't forget that I do have decluttering coaches. So if you need someone to coach you through my decluttering process, go to decluttering coaches.com. There's also a link there on my website, slobcomesclean.com, and see if there's somebody in your area or if there's somebody who you'd like to work with. Most of them do virtual coaching as well. But that is extremely helpful for a lot of people, is just to have someone there to guide them through the process. Also, don't forget, if you want to be a patron of the show, you can join us over at patreon.com/aslobchemsclean. That's a great group to get connected with who will encourage you in your efforts as you work. All right. I will see y'all in August.